speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
The final question that we want to ponder tonight deals with the term logos. You have heard me from time to time use this term as it is used in Scripture. Specifically, we deal with it. We dealt with it a few weeks ago in our Wednesday night class as we're studying the life and teachings of Jesus from John chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, logos, from the Greek language, and the Word, logos. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I can't stop or else I can't do it. Logos, whenever you find Word there, is what's under consideration from the Greek language continually there. The word logos, though, as we look at it from a historical standpoint, has been used profusely in classical Greek. Now, classical Greek is different than the Greek that we have in the New Testament Scripture. Classical Greek is more modern Greek language and takes on different translations throughout the course of time, kind of like the English language. Classical Greek is that way. Koine Greek is what we have the New Testament Scripture in. From classical Greek, the word logos is employed in a variety of different mystical ways. But John is not using it in this way. It's also important to go back and to look as to the way in which God has used logos or its rendering in the Old Testament Scripture. The Greek version of the Old Testament was used to convey the idea of God's creative power. As you read from Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, also verse 6, verse 9, and other places where you're going to find the Word in the creation week, God is speaking with reference to how that the Logos, and we know from the New Testament standpoint that this refers to Jesus, was present, eternal in His existence, working with the Father and the Holy Spirit for the development of, the creation of, this universe, as well as for the development of mankind. But then also, not only do we find that logos is used to speak with reference to His creative power, we understand that it is used to convey the communicative activity of God throughout the Scripture. From Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 4, Jeremiah says that the word of the Lord came to me saying. How did the word of the Lord come to him saying? He was led, guided by the Holy Spirit. But the word of the Lord, the logos, from the Greek Old Testament version, he would identify is that God is using the logos to communicate His will. I want to draw your attention also to the book of Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 3. Ezekiel identifies, again by way of inspiration, and saying, the word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel, the priest. Again, what is God saying by using this in the Greek version of the Old Testament is that God is communicating His will to mankind in a special way. In the Gospel of John, John chapter 1, and verse 1 all the way down to verse 18, but in three different specific ways, we understand that the Logos preexisted in eternity and as an eternal spirit. It's nothing that is projected in the religious world by some. Some believe, and I want to draw your attention to the New World Translation of Jehovah's Witness, who say that Jesus is a created being. And if you read from the New World Translation in John chapter 1 and verse 1, it will read, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. Everyone caught that, did you not? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. What does that mean? They believe that the Logos, the Word, Jesus, was a created being by God, and that there were others who were created as well. And by the time in which Jesus has been created, is that He's so far removed from deity is that you do not find any deity in Him in comparison to the Father and the Holy Spirit. Yet God employs, through John's terminology with logos, is that Jesus preexisted eternally as an eternal Spirit, as equal with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Also, John makes it very clear that Logos shared an intimate relationship with Jehovah. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The word "with" is very important. With meaning is that He's there with Him. They know one another. They're very close with one another. It speaks with reference to the intimate relationship that Jesus shared in His eternal state and existence in heaven with Jehovah God. But then also, the Logos is presented as to His essence. He is God, deity, not a God. That goes on to point out more so what I was pointing to a while ago in reference to the Jehovah Witnesses, who say that He is a God, a lesser God, than the eternal God who is responsible for the creation and for the expression of His inspired Word. Friends, Logos is Jesus Christ our Lord. He is deity. He is eternal. And He is the essence of all that is. And it is through Jesus then that we are able to have and to maintain a relationship with God for hope eternally to be with God as the saved.